When various kinds of objects arise in oneself, kaya, vedana, citta, and dhamma, bodily actions, feelings and sensations, thoughts, imagination, general objects arise, one should note them with labeling them, and it is called anupassana. And it is the most important work in the Buddha Sasana, the teaching of the Buddha. Whatever object that arises, one should be mindful of them continuously. And when bodily actions arise, one should be noting them with ardent effort. Buddha used the word atapi. It is a special word. Atapi is the person who exerts ardent effort. Only if the person is able to exert ardent effort, there will be anupassana, observation, repeatedly, again and again, on the object. It is not just ordinary kind of viriya, but it is ardent effort. Without effort, there will be lack of mindfulness and the defilements that have been following throughout the round of existences will not be removed. Based on the object that the person comes across, the mind becomes damp and moist with defilements all the time. The lust, moisture come into the mind. Dosa, anger, moisture come into the mind. Delusion, moha, moisture come into the mind. The moisture of the defilements come into the mind without any control. If there is lack of effort, if there is lack of mindfulness. The example is given here. When clothes are damp and wet, it will be very heavy, and having to wear them is suffering. In the same way, the defilement moisture keep the mind wet, heavy, dirty, and polluted, and sati, mindfulness, does not arise. Samadhi, concentration, does not arise, and it is far from cultivating knowledge. Not knowing correctly, one sees wrong things as correct, and there is wrong view. Not discerning correctly, one knows wrongly. And delusion arises, not knowing correctly, knowing wrongly. Atapa, ardent effort, heat up the moisture of defilements, so that the defilement moisture will dry up by asserting ardent effort. Ardent effort has the quality of drying up the defilement moisture. It means that by asserting ardent effort, the defilements do not have chance to arise, and they will be removed. That's why Buddha used the special word atapa for effort. Ardent effort is called atapa, meaning that one should have ardent effort. One should always be alert, active. As soon as the object arises, one should exert ardent effort in noting so that mindfulness will stick onto the object. One should not be nodding in cold or sluggish manner. One should not be gazing. One should be active, alert in noting the object, asserting with ardent effort. One should not be slow in noting. And later on, when Saroji explains Satipatthana, Saroji will explain more. In this way, ardent effort should be asserted. And Buddha used the word atapa, as it is very important to assert ardent effort in the practice. Only by asserting ardent effort, mindfulness will be glued onto the object. So atapa is the ardent effort that is needed in the practice in order to cultivate the mind and the knowledge. Having atapa, ardent effort, one will overcome laziness. Kosaja, laziness, is the biggest hindrance that is an obstacle in the practice. In other words, kosaja, laziness, is the nearest internal enemy in the practice. Having laziness, one cannot develop and cultivate the mind and the knowledge. Having laziness, there is no faith and confidence in the practice. The desire to practice will not be strong, and one will not be able to practice diligently, and thus the person cannot attain Magapala, path and fruition knowledge, and one will not realize Nibbana. Having laziness, one's practice will not be a success, and one will not reach the destination. So laziness is a hindrance in the bhavana practice. As the Buddha wanted the yogis to overcome the nearest internal enemy, which is the laziness, Buddha used the word atapi, meaning that one should be endowed with ardent effort. In this way, Buddha encouraged to practice with ardent effort in order to overcome laziness. In order to have sustained mindfulness on the object, one should note kaya, the bodily action, without missing, without failing. And in order to do so, there should be atapa, ardent effort, so that there will be sustained mindfulness on the object. Anatapino ando sankhepo andaraya karo hoti. The person who is cold, sluggish, gazing, without any alertness, in such person, the mind is constricted, the mind is not fresh, and it is a hindrance in the practice. Sluggishness, laziness hinders the practice, and it is an obstacle. The mind becomes constricted, contracted, not fresh, not asserting effort. It is tina, sloth. One become exhausted, wanting to take easy. It is mita, topper. So tina mita is called laziness, and one will not overwhelm laziness if one is lacking effort. The true effort overwhelms tinamita. Having effort, the constriction of the mind, tinamita, is overwhelmed. So in this way, alertness, effort can overwhelm laziness. In the beginning of the practice, laziness gives most trouble internally, and effort overwhelms laziness. Having effort, one overcomes unwholesomeness such as laziness. When effort is present, the mind will not be constricted, as effort is the opposite of laziness. Applying effort in the practice, which is opposite of laziness, the mind will not be constricted. Vitakka is aiming, directing the mind onto the object so that the noting mind will be direct or face to face with the object. Atapa, ardent effort, is the force pushing the mind onto the object so that mindfulness will stick onto the object. Vitakka is aiming, directing the mind onto the object so that the noting mind is direct with the object. In the practice, viriya is one of the mental strength that is needed. And vitakka is one of the jhanic factors. There are five kinds or six kinds of jhanic factors. Vitakka is initial application, aiming, directing the mind onto the object. Vijara is the sustained application, rubbing, stroking against the object so that noting becomes effective. Piti is joy, sukha, happiness, and ekagata, one-pointedness of the mind. Later on, in place of sukha, happiness, upekha, equanimity, arises. In this way, one also has to apply jhanic factors in the practice. In Satipatthana Udesa, samadhi is not directly mentioned. But by having sustained mindfulness, samadhi concentration is automatically involved. And in Satipatthana Nidesa, vitakka is not mentioned. But in Satcha Nidesa and Magga Nidesa, there is samadhi mentioned as in the jhana. So in the beginning of the practice, one should apply vitakka, aiming, directing the mind onto the object. In Buddha's text, there are two kinds of jhana. Concentrating on single object of meditation, such as Pattavi Gassina, contemplating the earth as the meditation object. In such kind of samadhi practice, it is called Aramanupa Nijana. Aramanupa Nijana is the jhana practice in order to cultivate samadhi concentration. And it is Samatha Jhana, tranquility practice. So in Samatha Jhana, one contemplates on the single object of meditation, such as the earth disk. And Samatha Jhana is the practice to attain the mundane material jhana and immaterial jhana. And the second is Lakhanupani jhana. Lakhanupani jhana is the practice to discern the impermanent suffering and non-self of the nama rupa. So in the practice of Lakhanupani jhana, one has to contemplate on individual characteristic of the nama rupa and the common characteristic of impermanent suffering and non-self. And it is also called as vipassana jhana. So one has to apply the jhanic factor in the practice. If the yogi is over-eager in the practice, there can be excessive effort and the mind tends to get distracted. Having the over-eagerness, there is excessive effort, and thus the noting mind is not direct with the object. The mind slips away from the object, or the mind overshoots the target. When yogi has slack effort in the practice, when he or she is not eager in the practice, when the mind is slack, then there is no activeness in the noting. There is the person notes it very coldly, not being alert in noting, and thus the noting mind falls short of the target. In order that the noting mind should be direct with the object, one should apply vitakka, initial application, aiming, directing the mind onto the object. And vitakka is jhanic factor. People think highly of jhana, but actually it is not so great. Aiming, directing the noting mind onto the object, it is vitakka, jhanic factor. When noting rising and falling of the abdomen, in order to keep the mindfulness sticking onto the object, one should exert ardent effort in the practice. And in order that the noting mind should be direct with the object, one should aim the mind onto the object. Even if one exerts effort in the noting, but if one does not aim the mind, then the mind either slips away on the object, the mind either falls short of the target, or it may overshoot the target. Even though one aims the object but not putting effort, then the noting mind will not reach the object. In order that the noting mind should be direct with the object, not falling short of the object, not overshooting the object, one should exert vitakka, aiming, directing the mind onto the object. The Characteristic of vitakka is mentioned as sampyutta dhammana aramana bi nirupana lakkhano, meaning that vitakka applies the mind and the associates onto the object. Vitakka applies the mind onto the object so that the noting mind is direct or face to face with the object. When it is said that the noting mind is direct with the object, it means that the noting mind and the object that has been noted is face to face. Just as when two people meet face to face, in the same way, in order that the noting mind should be direct or face to face with the object, one should apply vitakka, aiming, directing the mind onto the object. Having vitakka, the mind and the associates will be fresh, blossom, alert, and active. Just as when the sunlight meets the flower in the morning, the flower become open and blossom. In the same way, vitakka keeps the mind and the associates fresh and blossom. And tinamita, laziness, does not arise. Vitakka is directly opposite of tinamita. In this way, having vitakka, one overwhelms laziness, and one also has to apply atapa viriya, ardent effort. Vitakka, one has to apply vitakka, which is directly opposite of laziness, and one has to apply ardent effort, which is the overwhelming force to drive out laziness. To explain it, when a person is thinking about important kind of work in bed before going to sleep, his or her thoughts will keep him or her awake, not wanting to sleep, and the person does not fall asleep easily. So this is an example to explain vitakka. Vitakka keeps the mind active, fresh, and blossom. So yogis will understand by this much. Just as one has to be mindful of every bodily action, noting them with aim and effort, in the same way, whatever feelings and sensations that arise in the body or the mind, one should be mindful of them. And one should be mindful whenever there are thoughts, imaginations arising. In the sitting meditation, when the yogi is noting rising and falling of the abdomen, one should note it with aim and effort. In the walking meditation, one should focus the mind on the foot. Every time one lifts the foot, one should note lifting with aim and effort so that there will be sustained mindfulness. Whenever one moves the foot, one should note moving with aim and effort so that the noting mind will be concurrent with the moving. And when placing the foot, one should note placing with aim and effort so that the noting mind should be concurrent with the pleasing. In this way, whatever object that the yogi is noting, one should note it with aim and effort so that the noting mind will always be concurrent with the object. During the sitting, when noting objects such as rising and falling of the abdomen, one should exert effort in the noting, and in order to keep the noting mind direct with the object, one should aim the mind onto the object. As the yogi notes the object with aim and effort, every time the object arises, one becomes skillful in the noting. When noting rising of the abdomen, the noting mind rubs against the nature such as stiffness, tension, movement. And when noting falling of the abdomen, the noting mind rubs against movement. So in this way, when the noting mind is concurrent and when the noting becomes effective, the person comes to know beyond form or shape, which is sandhana, and the manner, akara, and the mind falls, rubbing against the nature, such as stiffness, tension, movement, when noting rising of the abdomen. The mind rubs onto movement when noting falling of the abdomen. Rubbing the mind onto the object, it is called vichara. And it is important that the noting should be effective. When noting objects such as rising and falling of the abdomen with aim and effort, when the noting becomes effective, one understands that rising and falling is not the form or shape of the abdomen. It is not just the manner of movement, form or shape of the abdomen, or the manner of moving is not the true nature. The true nature is the stiffness, tension, movement that manifests in the rising. So rising is stiffness, tension, movement. In this way, one becomes certain about the object. Being certain about the object, there will not be uncertainty or doubt. Having vichara, the noting mind rubs against the object. The noting is effective. One becomes certain about the object, and one removes vichikicca, doubt. In this way, vichara is directly opposite of vichikicca, doubt. Without any practice, some people tend to be thinking, imagining a lot. Rather than noting the object, they are thinking, what it is, why is it, how is it, without noting the object effectively. In this way, uncertainty and doubt arises. And some people think such kind of doubt as real knowledge, and they think highly of themselves. So in the practice, one should be very careful not to let such kind of thoughts and doubts to arise. So when one starts to be thinking with his or her knowledge, rather than noting the object, the person does not discern the true nature. And vichikicca, skeptical doubt, arises, pretending itself as knowledge. So vichikicca is perceiving in the form of knowledge. Rather than noting the object accurately, precisely, the person wastes his or her time with thinking, with doubt, and such person will not attain the knowledge. So during the practice, it is important not to be thinking, reflecting what it is, why is it, how is it, rather than noting the object. So it is important to note the presently arising object with aim and effort so that mindfulness will be sustained on the object. The noting mind will rub against the object. Noting will become effective, and there will be certainty. One will be certain about the object. And may you all be able to practice with aim and effort so that the mind will rub against the object and one will be certain with the object. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.